News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
If I told you parking could soon be banned in Galway City, would you be surprised? Well, I think you would. But councillors have unanimously agreed to ask Transport Minister Eamon Ryan to limit parking to residents only in the city centre. We're joined by Colette Connolly, Mayor of Galway City, and Kenny Deary, CEO of Galway Chamber of Commerce. Colette, just explain to us, what exactly is envisaged here?
Well, the motion actually that was passed on the 13th at the council meeting on the 13th of September was to ask the government to alter or change the legislation to permit Galway City Council to introduce residents-only parking in residential areas. So it's not quite correct to say we'll ban all parking in the city centre. We have a number of car parks, both private and public, in Galway City. They will continue to exist.
Okay. Can I just cut to the chase here? Anywhere there's a house, anywhere there's a private resident, only the private resident can park there, any street like that, yes?
Say again, sorry?
Any street where there's a private residence on it, only the residents can park there. Is that what is being proposed?
Well, no. What we've got is a public road, and anyone currently can park on a public road.
Yeah.
There are residential areas, old council, former council estates, that are inundated with problems with commuter parking. So the thrust of the motion is to provide a certain, to save their, protect their residential amenity, provide safety for their children and all residents, and to address the anomaly that currently exists, whereby in private estates in the city, they can have residential-only parking because
okay.
The estates haven't been taken in charge.
I'm a little confused because, like, it's not abnormal to have residential parking for residents. The street I live in, we had to bring it in because everyone was parking there to get the Lewis, but I suppose what people will be wondering is it going to affect big parts of Galway city centre? That's the question.
Well, the motion is to introduce residents only parking, which I understand and which engineers are telling us is not permissible on public roads, and that a national change of legislation has to take place so that Galway can enact parking bylaws that then would allow for residents-only parking permits.
Okay, I'm slightly puzzled by that because there's residential parking all over Dublin, for example, in certain areas.
Well, perhaps it's called the parking permits. So that's a different entity. So in certain areas in Galway City, to address the commuter parking issue, we did put in parking meter zones. And within those zones, then, residents can apply to the local authority for a parking permit.
So that's the difference.
A different entity.
Okay. So no parking meters even. That is the difference.
Okay. Yes, and the problem with those is that the parking meters they fail to actually address the issue of commuter parking because they're so close and the proximity to the city is so close that they actually didn't protect the residential amenity. They actually encourage people to come into the area, such as Cladda and Bohemore.
Okay, can I bring in Kenny Deary, CEO of Galway Chamber of Commerce. Kenny, what do you make of this proposal?
Good morning, Shane. Good morning, Mayor Connolly. Listen, I think, Shane, in the years to come, what the mayor and elected representatives are proposing is something that we will have to embrace. We have to be bold. We have to embrace change. But the set at the moment in Galway is we have a Galway transport strategy, and that is something that we need to get behind. And there are many constituent parts to that, which takes account of the needs and the challenges of all cohorts, pedestrians, cyclists, those who are looking to use public transport, and those who will still need to be able to move about
car. Yeah, no, absolutely. But like a public road is a public road. And sorry, it took me a while to get to the nub of this issue. But like I live on a public road, I have a permit, but people are allowed to park on that road if they pay for it. Like, are we saying now public roads for private residents only? Is that legitimate?
From my perspective, and I'm not an expert in the area of public versus private roads, but what I do know is if we have a scenario at the moment where people are able to use those spaces for parking, then what I would like to see with the mayor and indeed the letter to the minister is what is the solution for those displaced vehicles? How do we educate and bring people with us? How do we create understanding from the business community to the impact that this will have on those? And also, Shane, one of the big pieces that we've been lobbying for as part of the Galway Transport Strategy is, for example, park and ride solutions, which would mitigate this altogether. Okay. How, and that's all contained in the Galway Transport Strategy.
Kenny, sorry, can I ask you directly, because I'm not clear. Are you in favour or against this?
We would be against this in the present setup. I believe that there is room for this, but it cannot come about in a unilateral process in this way.
Okay.
We need to take a bigger picture approach for Galway, okay, which is a fantastic place.
Yeah,
to
and we got your bigger picture approach. Colette Connolly, public roads for private residents, that'll jar with a lot of people, I think.
I think that what we're doing here is we're nominating. We haven't got to the nitty gritty, and the devil is in the detail. As per the parking meter zones, which you've mentioned already, we need to look at enacting bylaws that will protect residential amenity. It's a singular way of looking at it, saying we're going to deprive commuters of parking. What right has an individual to park outside your door all day long, every day?
It's a public road.
It is a public road, yes, and we need to look at the issues. I am lambasted on a daily basis.
Fair enough. I'm not suggesting that. No. But I hate to be trivial or to be simplistic about this, but you're kind of talking about privatising public roads.
I don't think we're talking about privatising public roads. We're talking about granting permits and affording residential amenity, which is an objective in our city development plan.
Okay.
I also think that you have to address the anomaly. Nobody seems to have a problem with private estates having private parking only. So I think that anomaly has to be addressed.
Okay.
I think the detail has to be worked out in relation to the designation of certain zones.
All right.
We have an enormous amount of public car parks and indeed private car parks.
It's a fascinating topic, and we will watch with interest how this develops. Colette Connolly, Mayor of Galway City. Kenny Deary, CEO of Galway Chamber of Commerce. Thanks to both of you. Let us know what you think. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.